Welcome to the MoneyWeb podcast. I'm Morgan Barnard, and with me today is MD and founder of Community, another one of the entrepreneurs that Grindstone is supporting, David Prosser. Can you please tell us a bit about your company and how it all began?
Sure. Morgan, thank you very much for having me on the show. Our company really began with a dream, and that dream or vision was that in the digital age, every single person, no matter what socio or economic strata they come from, should be able to connect with the services they need and trust whenever they need them. And that has a whole lot of technology implications. So, yeah, that's really where we began. In order to be able to connect people with these services, as I was implying, there's a whole lot of technology complexities that need to be addressed. And we went about addressing those and monetizing and building a business to simplify the process.
And what is the biggest challenges facing entrepreneurs in South Africa, do you think?
A lot of people would say funding, and that is an issue. But I think the major problem facing entrepreneurs in South Africa is the structure of our economy. The economy is dominated by large businesses and government accounts that want to do business with other large businesses and government accounts. So it takes a phenomenal amount of energy and focus to get a business to a point where these large entities want to do business with you.
Mm. And what are your plans for growing Community?
How long do we have? So, first and foremost, we are working very hard to make it easy for third parties to be able to use our platform to be able to build applications and service the market at scale. So we're doing some technology innovations to make that easier. We're very, very focused on building out a partner ecosystem. So companies that already have reach and scale into the market, like telco operators, large systems integrator, IT businesses, high-end consulting companies, and technology vendors like Microsoft.
So we have recently seen Akubu, another one of Grindstone's businesses that has been sold to Garmin. What role do you see Grindstone playing in your business?
The real value for us of the Grindstone program is really four things. The first thing is because of the structure of the program, it forces you to focus on your business rather than working on your business. Do you know what I mean? On building your business. So what are the things that are going to build your business as opposed to working every day in your business?
Yes.
And it forces you to step out and look from the outside in, you know, as a business owner. The second thing is the network of entrepreneurs that we're working with. So those select high growth tech companies, you know, we've already identified synergies to work together where we can help each other grow our businesses. The third area is access to the Cape market. So we're a Johannesburg-based business. Mm. We do some business in the Cape, but we tend to kind of fly in and out of there as counter seagulls. And there's a lot going on in the innovation space and in the commercial space in the Cape that we're now able to plug into. And fourth, which I think most people would think is the most important thing to us, it is actually only fourth on our list, is creating the right partnerships to raise appropriate investment in our business to drive accelerated growth.
Where do you see yourself and Community in a year from now?
In a year's time, we would have grown our enterprise customer base and mid-market customer base very significantly through partnerships and some of the things that we believe that are smart that we're doing. The other thing which is going to be a big turning point for our business is the open access of our software development kits so that people can easily use our platform to build their own applications. That's going to give us access to SMEs, innovators. And probably the third thing is, you know, we're lined up this year for a regional go-to-market with Microsoft and another strategic partner, PricewaterhouseCoopers.
What is your number one tip for entrepreneurs?
Without doubt, perseverance.
Okay.
There are so many things as an entrepreneur that can trip you up. And really, it's only the strongest that survive. It's not the best ideas or the smartest people or the people with the most money. Mm. It's the people with the perseverance to keep on going.
That was David Prosser, MD of Community.